This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Let us get into this stereotype at work about the angry black woman. We're speaking to Nobesuthu Molete, who's a practicing attorney, notary, and certified mediator. Good morning to you, Nobesuthu. Thanks for your time.
Good morning.
I want to know what we're laughing at.
Thank you for the introduction.
So when we speak about, when we speak about the angry black woman, right? Because I wonder, I mean, we start this conversation with a great laugh and people are probably like, oh my gosh, these two ladies, what is happening? But when we speak about the angry black woman and that kind of stereotype, you know, that happens at work, what are the signs of someone being or possibly being an angry black woman?
Okay, so before we start on the signs of what it means to be an angry black woman, I feel like we must just start by highlighting the fact that it's a stereotype, right? And what is a stereotype? A stereotype is basically an idea that is carried by men based on their perspective. So it might not necessarily be founded or true, or it's basically how people then decide to perceive based on how they see things, right? Which then becomes a problem because the stereotype has led to then women being a whole bias against black women. But I think we must start it's not necessarily a fact. Mm. It's a stereotype, which means that it's an idea that people have. And the sad and funny thing about it is that it's a stereotype that began in a 1950s show, in an American 1950s show that has then just carried on through. And even now, then we are, if you're black and you're in a corporate space, you are labeled by it, you know. So that's the one part. The other part is that the stereotype in itself is multi-sided. Yeah? So the one side of this sword is that is the fact that it's a stereotype. And it's a stereotype that has been made without understanding where it is that black women come from, why it is that they might be angry, or understanding how we express ourselves, because it generally we know that black women are louder than the general population. Mm. Nah? So if my voice is raised, maybe understand why my voice is raised. Don't just label me with a title that I'm an angry black woman.
Mm.
The other side of this multi-sided sword is the fact that it also becomes tone policing. So then I'm policed on how I respond. I'm policed on how I react. I'm policed on. But then why do I not have the right to express myself? Mm. If I'm in a situation that requires, that warrants me to raise my voice, should it not be allowed that I raise my voice? You know?
Mm.
So then when we are policed on that, it's so hard to be a black woman.
It is so hard indeed. It really is so difficult.
Yes. And the other two sides of it that I just want to mention is that generally in a workplace, there will be situations that make you angry. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So anger or in inverted commas aggression is because the work environment in general is frustrating, you know?
Mm.
The issue when it comes to black women is that when she responds, then it's attached to her personality. So it becomes a matter of, oh, she's loud because she's an angry black woman, and not necessarily because the situation itself warranted it.
Hmm.
You know? So we have this label then on us. So a person comes in late, they've been repeatedly late at work. If a white woman or a white man or a black man says something about it, you know, they're being assertive because the environment or the situation requires them to be assertive. But if a black woman does it because of the stereotype, if a black woman does it, then automatically she's angry.
Hmm.
Then she's got a personality trait issue, you know.
Mm. Or she's just bossy. I mean, there's so many things that they are said about a black woman.
Which brings me to the last part. The last of the many multifaceted sides of this situation. The last part is the fact that black women are one of the greatest marginalized groups. right? Mm-hmm. We're discriminated against because we're black. We're discriminated against because we're female. Mm-hmm. So why can't we be angry? You know, we've got... why can I not be angry? You know?
You think we've got the reasons. We've got enough reasons to say we can be angry.
Yes, I feel like we do. I feel like on the other side, we actually do have the right to be angry. In the workplace right now, majority, like when you compare male and female, the majority of the workplace is male dominated. Okay. So I come in, we all went to the same school, grade 1 to grade 12. We all studied the same thing. Varsity, we all studied the same thing. You get to the workforce and then you're told that you are a lesser being. That's one reason to be angry, you know? The second part, after being told that I'm a lesser being, I get qualified, I get in a high position, I get paid less. I've got a reason to be angry. You know what I mean? So on the other side, on the flip side, why can't we be angry? You know?
But, you know, with that even, how does it impact the workplace, you know, when a person is seen as an angry black woman? How does it impact the workplace and the working environment, really?
I think the first part, first of all, is to remove the stereotype. That's how we deal with the workplace environment. So let's stop labeling a woman's reaction, a black woman's reaction as angry black woman. Yes, I might be more aggressive. Yes, I might be more assertive. But don't put the stereotype on me because of my reaction. I think that's the first part that needs to be done in the workplace. The second part is there needs to be an understanding of black women as a whole, you know? And then maybe you'll be able to understand why she's more assertive, why she's more aggressive. Then in the workplace, the environment in it, when there is understanding, then when she shouts or when she's aggressive or when she's... then there's an understanding as to why it happened. Then people are not then taking it personally or saying that she's climbing the corporate ladder by pushing people around or you know what I mean. So I think primarily there needs to be understanding, and the stereotype needs to just be removed. This labeling people based on the reaction.
Absolutely. I mean, we all have. And I think the other thing is because we are women, we are seen to be too emotional, right? But we all have a certain kind of reaction to certain things. There's no way that you're not going to react in a certain way to certain things. But then I wonder, for a person who is seen as the angry black woman, is there something that they may need to change and that they can change, you know, with the way that they are within the workplace?
You know what, I feel like communication is very key. So if I'm going to have the label of an angry black woman, rather than it being a discussion, let it be a conversation between the woman, the angry black woman. If let's just say, for example, the juniors in the workforce have told management that the supervisor, who's a black woman, is an angry black woman, then there should be a discussion between the higher end and the woman. So that she also understands that, because yes, we react and respond how we do, but it doesn't mean that it also cannot be curbed, or not curbed per se, but take into consideration what other people then might be feeling. You know? Because another thing that we need to do is we need to take ownership to the fact that if you are pushy, you are pushy, and maybe you need to just hold back on being pushy. If you are aggressive and overly assertive, then maybe you are, and maybe you need to watch, because the workplace, just like any relationship, is a two-way relationship, you know, which requires then for both sides to be able to communicate and to understand and to adjust where it needs to be. But that's not to say that a black woman cannot be angry if the situation warrants it. Maybe she must just not tone down, but take into consideration the other people's emotions and how they receive it when she's responding.
And so, you know, when we then look at some solutions, when we look at this stereotype, I mean, and I don't even know how we'd be able to get to some sort of a solution, because it is a stereotype. You know, women are not angry. We're not consistently angry people.
Angry all the time.
I mean, imagine how tiring that would actually be to be angry all the time.
All the time.
It can't
yes.
be, you know. But if there are some kind of solutions, you know, that maybe the woman, like you've mentioned some of the things that the woman needs to look out for, but also the employer. You know, if there's something that I consistently raise and you don't hear me out, and then when I then raise my voice about what I'm talking about, then you see me as an angry black woman, aren't you there as an employer also at fault, you know, for not understanding
yes.
where I'm coming from?
And also for not taking accountability.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like I say, just like in all relationships, as with communication, there must be accountability. Then why is she angry? If you are the cause of her anger, take accountability to it and make that change. You know, there's this conception that if you're in higher positions, you're always right, or, you know. But the fact of the matter is that we're all people, and so you're not always right, you know.
Mm.
And take accountability to that. It's one of those things that if it had to change, and if the dynamic had to be removed, it would be amazing, you know. But yeah, it will sadly be one of those things that are going to take really long to. But it starts with understanding, and with communication, and with taking accountability. And there's nothing wrong with calling an angry black woman into the office and saying, okay, this is the situation. Let's talk about it. You know. Because then you are dealing with it, you know.
But I then also wonder, you know, how do we break this particular stereotype, Nobesutu? Because like we say, you know, it is a stereotype. It has a need about who we are as people. So how do we break the stereotype and ensure that it you know, it just doesn't happen any longer?
Can I tell you, my mind is actually going, this is so unfortunate that I must say this, it's wishful thinking, but
really?
Yeah, but it starts off with communication. How do people understand anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything as a whole. We start by looking into as to why. We start by also, black women need to start speaking out for themselves. If you get labeled an angry black woman, very easy go, listen, no, I'm not an angry black woman. I'm upset at the fact that this is happening. You know? So it has to start with a conversation and communication between both us, as I'm a black woman, by the way, so I know, you know. So it starts with a conversation and communication from both us as black women and the corporate world then accepting it. And also them understanding that sometimes I am angry because I have the right to be, just like any other human being. And sometimes, yes, maybe I just took it overboard and then so you can call me back in, you know. It is a relationship.
True. Let's take
essentially.
A call. Let's take a call from Sammy in Dobsonville. Hi, Sammy.
Hi, it's your new guest.
Yes, sir.
I'll say the whole thing of angry black women, okay, fine. Sometimes it might be a stereotype, but sometimes it's based on fact. Because let's be honest with ourselves. Okay, I'll speak as a black person. Sometimes black women have got a sense of entitlement, an entitlement mentality that because I'm a woman, I must get this. When I get to the workplace, I must claim the corporate leader. I must just claim the corporate leader because I'm a woman. Why? Because women were oppressed in the past. But they're no longer oppressed in the past. We got the new constitution in 1996. But women still have this thing that they are oppressed. And when they get to the corporate place, they still have this thing that, no, I must be treated differently because I'm a woman. I'll be given preferential treatment. And that's not going to happen. Because even right now, your guest is talking about the issue of black women are angry because of the salary disparities. The issue of salary disparities has been debunked a long time ago. There have been countless papers. For example, the issue, it's researched by American Enterprise Institute. It's been debunked. The issue of salary disparities has been debunked. It's no longer needs to be debated anymore. It's been debunked. There's stated reasons why there's different salaries between men and women. So black women sometimes, I've seen it in myself where I've worked. Women have this thing that men must help me. Whenever something is heavy lifting, men must help me. Men must carry over my job because I need to go and carry, I need to go and fetch my kids from work. If we've got late deadlines, men must take over. And when we don't, they suddenly start throwing tantrums. And that's the thing.
You know, it's interesting, Sammy, and Nobisutu will obviously come in here as well, but it's interesting that you say certain things, right? And I'll start with the salary disparities thing. I don't know when that thing was ever debunked, or as you've put it, because it is, research continues to show that women do get paid less.
Yes.
You know, than their male counterparts, even if the woman has got the better qualifications.
So it's been
and does better than the male counterpart.
You've got a Twitter account, don't you?
Yes.
You've got a Twitter account. I'm going to send you, I'm going to send you links. I'm going to send you videos by American Enterprise Institute and other agencies. An American Enterprise Institute is not a fly by night. It's been around, I don't know, ever since, even before my grandparents were born. It's a reputable agency. I'll send you those research. It's got videos, it's got everything. Even feminist institute like American Association for University Women has agreed with this research. The American Bureau for Labor Statistics has released 50 peer review papers that shows why men and women earn differently. So this issue of salary disparities has been debunked a long time ago.
All right, Sammy, I'll ask Nobisutu to respond. Nobisutu, just a second. I just want to take Buseletso, who's in Pretoria. Please just, I hope you're noting these down.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. Buseletso, hi.
Hi, I hope you're well and you're good.
Good, thank you.
I think as a woman, and I think it's just disappointing for a man to call and say it has been debunked when women are saying we treat it differently.
When we see it.
And the statistics here in South Africa, when it's like linked to the salaries, is that white men are paid more, followed by black, I think it's black men, then there's white women. At the bottom of the food chain, it's black women, the same people who are expected to have 5 years experience for an entry position. And then when you do get the position, you're not going to get the same salary as your white counterparts or even men. And then a man will come here and say some studies in America. We're talking about our country. I'm sure it's happening everywhere, but in our country, it's obvious. It's 30 years into democracy and women are still fighting for their place. And then now we have to prove to our black men that we are struggling. We're not being noticed for our qualification and our abilities and experience. It's just unfair, I would say, disappointing.
It is very disappointing. Be careful there, Buseletso. You'll be labeled an angry black woman.
Yes, yes, I will. Yeah. Let me calm down. Let me calm down. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful
day. Appreciate it. No, Mr. Tom, I'm going to request that you please hang 10. We want to quickly go to news and then you can respond to both callers. When we get back, Nobisutu Molete, she is a practicing attorney, notary, and certified mediator, speaking to us about this stereotype of the angry black woman. Nobisutu, thank you so much for staying with us. So share with us your thoughts on what we heard, especially from
Sammy. On the caller.
Yes.
All right. First thing that I would like to correct, Sammy, is that South African statistics we ran last year, 2023, women are paid between 33% and 35% less than men in South Africa. So that is wherever that he found his facts from is, I don't want to say incorrect, but it doesn't apply here. What stood out for me is that he said that we are entitled as black women, which is very, very deep, let me just say that. But then what is his basis for saying that we are entitled, you know? Which then brings about that whole thing of we are not understood. if I come into a workplace and because I studied hard, because I worked hard to get there, which is a fact, women have to work harder to climb the corporate ladder, to break the ceiling. Am I not entitled to, is it wrong for me to feel that I'm entitled to the same respect, to the same amount of pay, to the same amount of the position that, the same position that you give for men, you know? Mm. Am I not entitled to that? And if I'm not receiving it, am I wrong for then voicing myself for not receiving the same respect, the same position, the same level that the males do? Do you get what I mean? And then again, it also brings back the whole thing of conversation, because he's we are no longer opt as women. And I apologize if this becomes offensive. That is as ignorant as saying that racism doesn't exist. You know? But then that means that you have taken, as a person, you've taken a blind eye to the facts of reality, which then is wrong. Which then means that you're walking around misinformed, which then maybe is the issue. The reason why there is a stereotype is because people are misinformed about Black women. People have a lack of understanding of Black women and what it is that Black women go through and the reasons why we might be angry, which is a problem.
And I also, you know, wonder as to, like you say, you know, like, why should we make ourselves lesser than? I don't know if that even makes sense, but, you know, why should we not be entitled to certain things?
Exactly.
Just because we're Black women, come on. Like, we've also studied. We've also studied for what, you know, whatever profession you're in. You know, you've really worked hard to be in whatever profession that you're in. So can we also get the, you know, the recognition and the pay?
The same recognition, the,
exactly, that our male counterparts get. But then, Nobesutu, I'd then like to find out for you as we wrap up, you know, this particular conversation as to, you know, the mindset of people like, say, me, when it comes to women and what we, Black women, what we are entitled to, what we shouldn't be entitled to, and so forth. How can that, is it even possible to change people's mindset in how they see Black women in the workplace?
I think there must be workplace wellness programs that must be implemented across the whole board, where programs where we sit down and we communicate both from the perspective of the people who see us as angry and also then from our perspective, and have professionals who actually, psychologists need to be put in because it is a mental state. You know, Sammy's concept of women are entitled and we are no longer oppressed, and that's, you know, when you say mental state, people think the negative connotation, but no, it is a mental state. It's an idea that he has in his mind, which then needs to be corrected. So I feel like wellness programs need to be put into the right place where professionals like psychologists are brought in so that there's an understanding and statistics are actually brought in. Again, it's one of those things where it requires the conversation to happen. We need to talk about it. We need to sit down and have dialogue about it. And it can only be changed once the conversation happens.
True.
Yeah.
Very true. Nobesutu, thank you. Thanks for your time. And thanks really for unpacking this stereotype of the angry Black woman in the workplace. Appreciate it.
It's a great pleasure.
Nobesutu Molete there speaking to us about, you know, some of the work that she's doing. Attorney based in Pretoria. She's also a notary and a certified mediator. That is who Nobesutu Molete is, speaking to us there.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.